Hello and welcome back. What you just heard there was obviously Brunel Questions, which is our on-running show. We have had Andy Burnham, we've had
Robin Tilbrook,
thank you,
Democrats.
Leader of the English Democrats, and we've just had Loz Kay, who's the leader of the UK Pirate Party, which I think they're going pretty good, actually.
No, yeah, I'm enjoying doing it. I think next Friday as well, we should have an interview, hopefully, with John Leach, the Liberal Democrat MP for Manchester Withington, so tune into that one.
Yep.
Same time next week.
John Leach voted against
the tuition fees. Yeah, he's a
good man. He's an actual...
A man of principle.
Yes. What we want to do now is just a quick wrap-up while we have the time of politics in general. I think we wanted to start with both national politics, so we've got the AV campaign, and we're going to talk about union politics, and we're going to try not to get in trouble.
Yes.
Because we've got strict impartiality laws, so we're going to only mention just sort of bits and pieces about the election, but mainly... Because election nominations are still open. They're open until the 8th of March.
Yes, that's right. So if you want to take the power...
Yes.
...get your nomination forms in, pick them up from the reception desk.
Okay, so we want to start with the AV. You've got an article in this month's Le Nerve, which is being distributed as we speak.
Yes.
If you want to sort of... Give us a background on AV, anyone who doesn't actually know the gist of it.
Okay, so AV is the system almost exactly the same system we use in union elections here. The only difference being that they don't run a reopen nominations candidate like we do in parliamentary elections. Or they won't be doing if this referendum passes, and I can probably understand why. I'm sure it would win in some seats. But basically, you know, it's sort of the idea is at the moment you pick who you want to win, the one with the most votes wins, whether that be 30% of the vote like it was in Brighton and Norwich in the last parliamentary election, or whether it be 85% that Dennis Skinner won in Bolsover in the 90s. You know, you win no matter what. The new system says is if someone doesn't get 50% of the votes, then everyone will have a second preference, and they'll eliminate all the candidates who have finished outside the top two. They'll eliminate the bottom candidate and then keep reallocating second preferences until we have a winner.
Similar
to what we do here, yeah. And each vote carries with a certain weight, and obviously there are some people for and against it. It's a topic without controversy. Deputy Prime Minister, who will be campaigning for it, once called it a measly little compromise.
Always helpful.
Yeah, so it's really, I think the whole thing that's come out is the system... It's a system that no one ever wanted, but it's now a system that everyone's fighting over. So it's interesting.
Yeah. So the AV, it's to replace the first past the post system, which, by and large, is not good. It has some inherent issues. For example, if you have a smaller party who will never get seats, for example, the Pirate Party, they'll find themselves impossible to get some seats because they'll never get the system to work for them. Also, you can have a situation where the winning party, as in the party that takes power, doesn't have the most numerical votes.
No.
So you'll get the most seats, but you won't get the most... You know, the majority of the country will vote for somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to pick up in the 2005 general election, Tony Blair won with just 36% of the vote.
Yes.
And what this new system is saying, although you may still not have half the vote overall, you will have a majority... Each MP will have an individual majority in their own seat, where they are the most... I suppose it's kind of like the least hated candidate. You know,
which is always nice to be.
Which it is, it's great, you know. I mean, I'd like to be the least hated candidate of something.
And somehow get power.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there are arguments in favour of keeping First Past the Post. You know, the No to AV campaign are pushing these as well, so.
The actual date of the referendum on AV is...
May 5th. Off the top of my head, I may have got that wrong, but I'm 90% certain it's May the 5th.
No, so in the run-up to that referendum, there will be, I think, some education on that.
Yes.
Around the campus, both yes and no, because we are, like I say, impartial. Please make your own mind up. If you can't make your own mind up, just tick anything.
Maybe put the other choice as your second preference.
Yes, definitely. Put one for yes and two for no, or the other way around. Fine, whatever. On that note, also, we have the union elections, which are coming up. Obviously, nominations open on the 21st of February, so they're open at the moment. Sadly, you missed the Thinking of Standing workshop that was on in the Academy on Wednesday. But there was also the nominations. The main deadline, the main thing you're looking for, is the 8th of March at 1 o'clock. That's Tuesday, 8th of March, 1 o'clock. The nominations will close. So if you're still thinking of running and you haven't done anything about it yet, go down and find out. For the rest of us, there's campaign week. For the rest of us who aren't running, who will be voting and campaigning and so on and so forth, there's the entire of campaign week, which is the Monday the 14th to the Sunday the 20th of March. And in that, there'll also be candidates' question times, where the president, vice president, or all the candidates going for this position, sorry, will be put, hopefully, some difficult questions. Hopefully, they'll be tested and made to sweat a little bit. And then finally, the voting actually starts Monday the 21st of March till Wednesday the 23rd. And elections, well, will be over for another year.
Yeah.
And aren't we pleased about that?
Well, not even for a year, until the autumn.
Till the by-election, yes. But these are the main ones. These are the main thrust.
Yeah.
You've got the main positions, obviously, President, Vice President, Academic Representation. I can never get that right. Vice President, Student Activities, and Vice President, Community Welfare. These are the sort of the main four seats. And this is where these are the four guys who are paid to be in the offices every single day. They've got meetings with the university. They will run, I mean, for example, they've all got very different portfolios. It's hard to say these are the four guys who do. I mean, for example, Vice President, Academic Representation at the moment, will be out in the concourse, very, very cold, campaigning for the I Love Personal Tutor campaign. And they'll be doing, the academic representation will be doing campaigns and promotional stuff. So remember the feedback bug? Was it last year, I think it was, the feedback bug? So various different campaigns to try and make students aware of what you can get out of the university. Because that's the interesting thing that came out of the fees argument of $9,000, is it worth it? I think it is if you get your money's worth. You can get $9,000's worth out of this place if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
And then you look at student activities, you have to run the student activities, which is rather a difficult department to run at times. It's a very difficult, what, you've got 50-odd clubs, I think?
Yeah.
And societies?
Numerous societies setting up left, right and centre all the time.
250-odd thousand pounds walking through going through the door every single year. Yeah. It's quite a department to run. But great experience. And obviously community welfare at the moment, we've got the, I think they're out there listening.
Fair Trade Fortnight,
doing the Fair Trade Fortnight. You've got One World Week, which is not
coming up on Monday. Yeah,
not directly tied
Monday.
To, but has a hand in. We've also got the various shag weeks that have happened. I can't remember the name, the day of the radio that show that happened. I think it might be Tuesday morning.
Let's Talk.
Yeah,
it's on Tuesday at either 1 or 2 o'clock. Sorry, Avina, if you're listening, but I can't remember the exact time. Go with 1 o'clock.
If you'd like to find out more, please email
vp.communitywelfare@brunel.ac.uk.
Yes. And the last position there is the president, who sort of ties it all together.
And, of course, in charge of media.
And in charge of media, yes. Who's the overseer of media.
Yeah.
But the other roles, we've got the chairs. I mean, you're the volunteer chair. Do you want to talk through some of the responsibilities that you have to face?
Yeah, I mean, the chair roles, sort of try to cover them all and not just talk about volunteering, I suppose. They're all sort of part-time roles, but you get out what you put in, really. I mean, if you know, you could probably get away with... Well, you probably couldn't get away with doing nothing, but, you know, you can do very minimal activity and not really have a lot to talk about, or you can really get stuck into the role, which I've tried to do, and I know some of the other chairs have this year, and just try to get as much done as you can, you know. I suppose that is sort of the real thing, you know. It's very much how much time you can give to the role is how much you get out of it. Hopefully you can make a lasting impact on the union. It's for many people, if you're not quite sure about running for the top positions, it's a good starting point, and it's really just a good way to get involved in the union. So, you know, get yourself nominated for one of them, see which one takes your fancy. There are 10 of them in total. You know, various things, volunteering, environment, campaigns, equality, diversity, sports, societies, media. Whatever, you know, just get involved.
Whatever
really
floats your boat.
Yeah,
whichever. I mean, most of them, luckily, have a logical progression. So, for example, if you're involved in the RAG committee and you enjoyed doing RAG week, if you want to take the power, the next logical step would be to become RAG team chair. Mm-hmm. If you work on the radio station or write for the NURB, you want to, you know, again, logical progression is to go media association chair, which is what I did. Sports fed, if you support, etc., etc. And then you've also got the campaigns team, want to move up from there, or if you're part of society, for example, People and Planet,
of course,
maybe you want to move into the environmental strategy, because most of these have a sort of a feeder base of students who are very active and very involved. And that's the thing, is the chair doesn't run the show.
No.
They're in charge, isn't that? Their name is on the...
They're accountable.
That's the best way of saying that. But... to sort of sway, to alleviate any fears that anyone might have running for these, you aren't a one-man team. You aren't doing this alone. I will take media again for an example. Is you've got a whole team of writers working with you, writers and designers. On the radio, you've got a whole team of DJs, presenters, some techies as well. So it's not So, in fairness, the biggest point about running the chair, being a chair's job, is you get to learn management skills that make you just so very employable.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, well, every position has a vice president or the president who is sort of their mentor, I suppose, is a good way to describe it. You know, for example, volunteering is attached to community welfare because the roles sort of interlock with each other. Volunteering is a big part of the community welfare. So you have someone who's in an experienced and in a position of responsibility who's always there to help you. They're always there to chat to you if you've got any questions or if it's anything that they can help you with. I mean, you know, you are a well-supported thing. There is a great team of supporters in the union. It wouldn't be like working at one of the sort of universities that just had the union staff slashed completely. I know, can't think which one it is now. I think it's
Roehampton.
Roehampton,
94% cut in their budget.
Yeah, so I think they're down to about 2 members of staff supporting them. But here you've got a great level of support from staff and other officers and chairs. It's all one big happy family.
And that's one important things we'll just sort of come with this, is the fact that the staff are very helpful. Because union officers come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And next year you will be dealing with a president who's never been a president before. Because
mm-hmm.
Priya has to, after 2 years of term, you have to go off and get a life in a nice possible way.
It's not sort of like in Egypt or somewhere like that where you can rule for 40 years.
You could overthrow and we could, you know, burn down the Reichstag. But the new president will be new to the job as well.
Yeah.
But the great thing is that the continuity of, for example, the CEO, the financial officers, all of the staff there who are there every single year. There are some members of staff who have been here 10 years or so who have seen many, many officers come and go. And they know how things work, so that if you say to them, I don't really understand how this works, doesn't matter, I've seen it, you know, they've seen idiots, they've seen great people, they've seen everyone in between, so they can definitely advise you. So if you are thinking of running, please do. Just do it. You know, it's a great
experience, even if, you know...
5-second job to put your nomination in, and if you don't win, it's an experience gained, definitely.
Yeah.
Is there anything further we should speak about today?
Oh, I'm not too sure. There's a lot going on in the world at the moment.
Yes, a lot of politics stuff that I don't really want to touch. That's the thing. It's a bear trap waiting for us.
It is, yeah, definitely.
Certainly with the rules of impartiality.
Yeah.
So, I think in lieu of actually having any texts coming in, I think it's still too early in the morning for most students, we'll probably leave it there.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone who's been listening, everyone who's joined us. I also want to thank Loz K one more time for joining us, because that was a fantastic interview.
Yeah.
If you like more information on this, there's a Facebook group.
Yeah, there is. You can find us if you search Brunel Questions, or if you... I'll post it on... Well, we'll both post it on our Facebook pages. You can spot it on there, and please like us.
Well, we like to be liked.
We like to be liked, yeah.
Ollie's out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, Ollie already has liked it, so don't worry. I'm sure he's probably listened. Yeah, he's liked Le Nerve this month as well.
Yes.
But yeah, join us next Friday. We're going to be discussing the interview, which I'll be recording on Wednesday with John Leach. John won't be live with us in studio, but
sadly, unfortunately.
But we hope to get some more live interviews coming shortly. John will be with us. We'll have a chat, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much. Bye.